You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
The word is demon. Spelled D as in devil, A as in apparition, E as in evil, M as in monster, O as in ogre, and N as in Nixie. Definition: an operating system program running in the background designed to perform a specific task when certain conditions or events occur. Example sentence. In Unix, the names of daemons conventionally end in the letter D, like INETD, NAMED, and LPD. Origin and context. While working at MIT's Project Mac in the 1960s, Dr. Fernando Corbeto and his colleagues originally coined the word to honor a famous physics thought experiment in the 19th century. James Maxwell, best known for his groundbreaking theories around electromagnetism, imagined a closed container with two compartments. Separating the two sides was a tiny gate just large enough to pass one molecule. A small daemon operated the gate and allowed fast-moving molecules to pass through to one side and allowed slow-moving molecules to pass to the other. The daemon essentially decreased the system's entropy, which is a violation of the second law of thermodynamics. Dr. Corbeto and crew thought that Maxwell's daemon was the perfect metaphor for their operating system programs, a being that performed a task depending on the right circumstances. Nerd reference. In 2006, Daniel Suarez self-published his novel Daemon that contains everything that a cyber nerd loves: online gaming, hacking, augmented reality, and machete-wielding killer motorcycle robots. Here is Suarez describing the book at a Google Tech Talk in 2009.
So for those of you who haven't read it, I'll give you the high concept that I gave the Hollywood folks. That seemed to work okay. It is the story of a highly successful online game designer who creates a program that monitors the web for the appearance of his own obituary. And when that appears, this program activates and cascades in activating other programs that begin to tear apart the systems supporting the modern world. It's not a comedy, obviously.
In other words, the bad guy builds a daemon that wakes up other daemons in order to destroy society as we know it.
Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business.